Hi, I'm Lena.
And I'm Aman.
And this is Grounded Geeks,
where we try to make the geek world relevant.
So today,
this week,
we are doing something called Superhero Smorgasbord. Aman, would you like to explain?
Yes, I would love to explain. So we're trying out this new series, which we'll come to every once in a while. And the idea here is that we're going to take something that is happening in the world, current events, some condition that is very, very real, you know, that's happening in the news, whatever, and look at how different superheroes, fictional geek characters would respond to this. And we'll do a bit of a back and forth, try to go through a good number of these and hopefully have some fun along the way. And hopefully you will too.
Yeah. So for today's episode, naturally, the current event that we picked was the pandemic. Obviously, we had to do that. So I've come up with a list of superheroes and slash or superhero entities. And Aman has come up with his separate list. And we had a third party person make sure that we didn't come up with the same people. And I don't know what's on his list. He doesn't know what's on my list. And that we're just kind of gonna list them off and see how we think that person or thing would react to the current stupid pandemic, because it's stupid.
Yes. I mean, if you don't hate what's happening, like, you're not paying attention. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm also living my best life. So, but that's because I'm introverted.
Yeah. Because you're an uber introvert. I'm an introvert too. I'm very much like being at home, but I also just miss going to movie theaters and restaurants. I miss doing that. Do you not miss going to the movie theater, Aman?
I don't, because we've got like solid TVs at home and stuff now. I am such an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay. All right. Who should go first? Do you want to go first? Do you want to list your thing, or should I list my thing?
Sure. I will go first. I will list you the name.
Okay.
And you tell
me one by one, right?
Okay. I will say the person, you tell me what you think, your thoughts, and
my thoughts on how this person or thing would handle the pandemic.
Yes. Or what would they be doing in reaction specifically to the pandemic?
Right. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. First person.
I'm so ready. Okay.
First fictional character, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury. Director, oh my God.
Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. Well, first off, I think he would, similar to how he gathered the Avengers together and created the Avengers, essentially.
Okay.
And like a collection of superheroes and stuff.
All right.
I think he would create a collection of public health experts. And I think he would, this is so interesting. Maybe he would create regional teams of public health experts, but then he would assign different superheroes to help protect those public health experts and also help them implement whatever the hell they're telling people to implement, like social distancing and masks and stuff like that, right? Like,
so kind of like a Joe Biden approach?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. So
so you're saying that Nick Fury would just be like,
except Joe Biden doesn't have access to like superheroes, so.
I mean, you know, one might say that the CDC and the NIH are today's superhero organizations.
Okay, yes, we know they are. I'm talking about the geeky forms of superheroes who have powers and whatever, you know.
So, you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Nick Fury is first and foremost a spy. He's always like discussed as the ultimate spy, the spy of spies. All right. Even though he's the head this giant intelligence agency. I was thinking that he would probably use Project Insight and instead of loading it with bullets, load it with vaccine doses and just shoot everybody with vaccine doses.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
tell anybody about it and people would be like, ow, my neck. What was that? Oh, you just got vaccinated.
That's so true. I can see him doing that. I guess I was thinking of how he would react when the pandemic first was coming about, you know, and everyone was losing their shit a year ago. Yeah. But yeah, when it comes to vaccine rollout, I agree. I think he would.
he might go a little underhanded.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next person. Okay. I picked Storm.
Storm.
From X-Men.
Okay, Storm from X-Men. Interesting. So one thing that comes to mind is that Storm, throughout the history of her comics, has been known to, at times, retreat to that village in Africa where she was a goddess. And I feel like with the pandemic, she might do that again. You know, like, what is she supposed to do with her Storm powers to actually help people? She might go on air with like a public message thing, but I don't think that's really in her personality to be the face of like a PSA or something. I think she would probably be like, hey, things are really bad. You know, I kind of want to remove myself from this. I don't want to become a target, you know, in the same way that Asian Americans today are facing a lot of harassment and abuse because in a sense, you know, for very, very awful and racist reasons, Asians are being blamed for the virus even coming about, for the coronavirus being coming about. So there's this discriminatory backlash that's happening against him. And I think given that the X-Men face the same sort of discrimination, they would feel the need to retreat to protect themselves against the same sort of discriminatory and animus backlash. So I think that Storm would actually maybe go back to Africa, probably not fly on a plane, probably just fly herself via Storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to Africa and huddle in with her village and be like, your goddess is back. I'm here to protect you.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. I was also thinking, I was thinking specifically about her powers, her weather making powers. And I was like, how could that be useful? And I feel like the only time that would be useful is, you know, in pockets of, I don't know, Florida or Missouri or wherever the heck people have been very against lockdowns and not wanting to social distance and stuff. I feel like maybe she could descend on some of these places and just be like, we're going to have a perpetual thunderstorm here, so y'all don't go outside your houses and you just stay inside. So keep your ass at home.
That would actually be super helpful if she did that.
Yeah, just a tornado, perpetual tornado in this town.
Like
stay
inside. Like a 2-week hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
Honestly, bad enough to keep people indoors, but not bad enough to cause too much property destruction.
Exactly.
I don't know if that would be her reaction. I mean,
no, she obviously wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying that would
definitely be a useful way to use her powers. We could have been done with this pandemic April of 2020.
No, right. Yeah. Anywho. All right. Next person. What you got? All right.
Next. So my next person to ask you about is a little bit. Actually, let's stick with the same theme. Not a person, though. Wakanda. How would the nation of Wakanda react to a global pandemic?
Well, first off, I think they would be the absolute pros experts at locking down.
Yes.
100% they'd be like, no one's coming into Wakanda because that's what we've been doing forever anyway.
Yeah.
But I also think that Wakandans in general, they trust their leadership. And
that's true. Yes.
They would not, if, you know, Black Panther or whoever, King T'Chaka, if he was there around that time, you know, like, if they were to say, hey, everyone needs to stay home, you need to wear a mask, you need to social distance. Well, we figure this out. And then I'm pretty sure Shuri, within a matter of maybe a week, would come up with a cure anyway. So
yes,
that's 100% what happened. But yeah, I think they would be immensely good at locking down, and there would be no politics involved, you know, with like there is in the US of all these people being like, I don't want to wear a mask and this is infringing upon my freedom, blah, 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 you know. And Wakandans would just trust their leadership, their government, whatever. And they would listen. So,
So,
Their lockdown would be far more successful than anywhere else.
Yes, probably because they locked down whether there's a pandemic or not. So I think, given that, you know, at least in the movies with Black Panther, with Wakandan technology being able to heal a broken spine, I think that they would not just develop a vaccine to inoculate people, they probably would have developed a cure for the virus, like 100%. A way to actually use, like, I guess vibranium. Vibranium nanobots or whatever to go into the body and actually just like zap, 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 destroy virus cells.
Yeah.
I think they would have actually developed a cure. But here's the question. Would they have shared this cure with the world?
I think so. Once they ensured all Wakandans were safe. And, you know, I think they would have shared it, because that's the thing about a global pandemic, right? That as long as there are infected people out there, it poses a risk to everyone.
Yes.
That's the whole thing about a pandemic. That's why people are being asked to social distance and mask. It's not just for you. It's for everyone around you. You know, we needed to. So sad, man. I really thought with this pandemic, the world would have come together, but I was so naive to think that. And it was never in that a million years would I have predicted the insane politics that came out of this stupid pandemic. It's insane. Anyway. But I think they would have shared it with the world eventually, because it helps them too, right?
So I think, though, that it depends on the nature of the cure, the inoculation. I think if it's based on vibranium, they would not have shared it. They would not share it with the world. But if they came up with a super inexpensive version way to inoculate people or to cure people that did not involve any proprietary Wakandan materials, then they would share it, especially in the T'Challa era. If we're talking about the MCU, after T'Challa opening up, I think that they would have shared some medical expertise, but not anything that's actually based on vibranium.
I also don't think they would have been helping immediately.
It would have taken a while. Rich
countries. No, I'm saying, I don't think rich countries would have been on the top of their list. They would have gone into, I don't know, like poorer communities or whatever countries that were having difficulty even getting any vaccine doses, which we're seeing sadly. So I think they would have helped them.
Yeah, I think that they would have targeted their help based on threat first.
Yeah.
They would go to their neighbors first.
And
to places where the virus is more rampant, less under control, either because of, you know, economic inequality or what have you. You know, poorer countries have less access going in, helping them out. Mm-hmm. But also seeing about, you know, whether people would accept their help. I don't think they would force it on them. Unlike Nick Fury, who would just use Project Insight and giant helicarriers and just shoot everybody.
Screw all of you.
Just shoot vaccinated. Everybody.
Yeah, with a vaccine.
We're going to shoot everybody and not tell anyone about it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next person on my list, Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel. All right, I think Miss Marvel Kamala Khan.
Yes.
Duh. I think she would take a very sort of, this is a very wholesome superhero. You know, she's your neighborhood superhero. There was this one small issue where she joined a get out the vote.
Yeah.
Not protest, rally.
Yeah.
You know, trying to tell people the importance of going out and voting. I think she would keep it tight at home in Jersey City, go around door to door, talking to whoever, seeing who needs help.
Like
She would be the eldest daughter of every family and go around knocking on doors and asking, especially starting with the elderly, do you need help? getting a vaccine appointment, giving people rides if they need it, helping them with their internet issues. Like, yeah, she would do this like very, very down to earth support. And if ever there were any protests, she would show up there, like anti-maskers or whatever. She would show up there and change hearts and minds. Yeah, that's what she would do, in my opinion.
I completely agree. I can see her doing, you know, going around with boxes of masks and distributing them to people. I can see her, you know, connecting maybe elderly people with young people to try to help the elderly people get their groceries to them, you know, things like
that. Yeah, she would organize her friends to be like, all right, you know, let's help out people who aren't as computer savvy as we are and help them get their vaccine doses.
Yeah, and eventually like help sign them up for vaccine appointments, things like that.
I mean, if Kamala Khan, very distinctly from Kamala Harris, if she had the inclination to run for political office, she would not run for U.S. Congress or Senate.
No.
She would run for city council.
Yeah, 100%.
That's her personality. She is the city council kind of politician. Yeah. Were she a politician.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she would do. Down to earth.
Yeah, it would be very grassroots. Very grassroots.
Very grassroots efforts. Yeah, she's a grassroots superhero.
Yeah. All right. Next.
All right, next, Batman.
Batman. I just realized I had him on my list too. Our third party person failed. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to him.
I will talk to him. That third party person is my husband. I will have words with him. Okay, Batman. How would Batman do this? I think he would immediately use all his money in the world to find a vaccine ASAP, first and foremost. Like he would...
So I think that's what Bruce Wayne would do.
Okay, they're the same person. Okay, I do think, yeah, in the background, Bruce Wayne would be like, yo, let me throw money at this and try to see how I can help bring about a cure as much as possible, as quickly as possible, I mean. And then in the meantime, I think, what would he do? I think he would really, but you know what I'm thinking of right now? How, you know, in Michigan, there was that stupid plot from some people who were going to try to kidnap the governor and because they were mad about her enforcing lockdowns in the state. So I think Batman would go after morons like that and you know, and try to keep the peace in that way maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who's being stupid or, you know, all the like the racist incidents that we've been seeing, mm-hmm. the violence, I think maybe he would try to tackle that.
My opinion is similar to yours, mm-hmm. but slight adjustment. All right. So Batman is first, I agree with you that Wayne Enterprises would throw all their resources towards developing cures and vaccines and probably donate all sorts of medical equipment to any medical facility, hospital, what have you, that has a shortage of PPE or ventilators or what have you. That would be Bruce Wayne and Wayne Enterprises.
Yeah.
Batman is first, people always forget this because of how he's portrayed in the movies, but he is actually first and foremost a detective. No. I think what he would do is start to look at the underworld and criminal element of first Gotham City and anywhere else and see if anybody is trying to take advantage of the fact that it is that a pandemic through criminal enterprises. If anybody's trying to smuggle medicines or medical equipment and trying to turn a profit on it, he would investigate that, shut that down.
Yeah.
Obviously, if he comes across any terrorism plots, like kidnapping the governor because of the pandemic, he would be right there shutting that shit down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I think he would start a wide net investigation, not to solve a specific crime, but to get ahead of any crimes that might be trying to take advantage specifically of the pandemic.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next one. Miles Morales.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man. Yeah. That's Spider-Man. Black Spider-Man. Black slash
Puerto Rican. When you say Miles Morales Spider-Man, I think Brian Michael Bendis Spider-Man because I was first introduced to him through the comics.
That's true, but I'm just trying to help the other folks out who are not into
I'm just like trying to one-up you on geekdom, Lena.
You're so lame, Amon. Okay. Can I get your answer, please?
Yes. Miles Morales. Spider-Man. I gotta think about it. So like he's also a neighborhood superhero, but yes. Not quite as prolific as Kamala Khan, mm-hmm. as Ms. Marvel. He's not so public facing and daylight hours as Ms. Right. Marvel.
Yes.
All right. I think what he would be doing is similar, sort of a combination of Ms. Marvel and what Batman is doing. I think mm-hmm. that he would be going around trying to see who needs help and then helping them out. I don't think he would be doing like a grassroots community effort type of thing. But if somebody was like, hey, I need a ride, you know, I can't get to the vaccine site, he might try to help them out, you know. But I don't think he would be, because he operates actually on a lot of fear of getting discovered a lot more than Ms. Marvel does. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he would be so public facing around it. But I think he would be going around trying to help people, you know. I think he would be patrolling the streets of Brooklyn. Or is he in Brooklyn? Yeah, he's in Brooklyn. Not in Queens. Yeah. He's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a second, Peter I thought Parker's he was in Bronx, Queens. But no, he's in Brooklyn.
Yeah. He's in Brooklyn. So I think he'd be patrolling the streets, specifically trying to go around, maybe, you know, do a light bit of threatening and witty threatens against people.
Yeah.
Maybe walking around without wearing masks, stopping anybody from harassing anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A mask wearer or not, or just mm-hmm. stopping it, you know. Anything like that. And I think he would be specifically keeping an eye out for any criminal activities. People trying to smuggle in, trying to hoard PPE or medical equipment to try to turn a profit. You know, he deals with a lot of that kind of stuff. Like how often do we see him busting up, you know, truck, you know, that's smuggling goods in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah.
So I think he'd be doing what he does now, but with a bit of a focus more on the issues of the pandemic.
Yeah. I think you said it best. I agree with you. It's a mix of Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel's grassroots-ishness to it and Batman, where I can see him, especially in New York City, trying to make sure that I keep going back to like all these stupid, horrible incidents that's happening to Asian Americans and, you know, people getting randomly punched and kicked in the head and stuff, you know. It's just so I could see him really trying to stop those that's happening in his community in Brooklyn at least. So anywho, all right, next person.
All right, next. So this one I want to give it a little bit of context. I just thought it was very interesting and I want to get your thoughts on it. So the place is Madripoor. All right.
God.
Now what
I'll explain why I said, oh God. Okay. I'll explain, but go on.
So the context that I want to provide here is Madripoor, as we have now seen for the first time in live action in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which we'll do an episode on after the season ends. But Madripoor is supposed to be an old international island that has been a safe haven for pirates and international criminals from around the world. All right. Mm-hmm. Very few laws, kind of anything goes. The whole thing is just run by gangs and mafias and yakuza or whatever. All right. And you do have, but you do have a hierarchy, you know, you've got the power broker at the top of this.
Yeah.
All right. So how would a country that is basically has tight borders, but is a safe haven for any and all criminals and an international safe haven for criminals? All right. A lot of people coming and going. You know, how would a place like this react to an international pandemic?
Okay, so Madripoor. First off, I just want to say that the reason why I expressed distaste is because I'm so annoyed how in the show so far that I've seen, there are no Asians in Madripoor.
No it's Asians so in the stupid. No Asians in the Indonesian archipelago.
Yeah exactly. I was like, what the hell is this? So that part just annoys me and it's stupid. And how would they handle it?
Yeah.
I think
how would that
I country, honestly yeah. think they would all just try to steal vaccine doses as soon as possible and just inject themselves, and then they'll go back to living life normally. The second they inject themselves, they'll be like, whatever, I don't care anymore. about trying to social distance, yada, yada, yada. In the meantime, though, before a vaccine is developed, I think they would all wear masks because then, and it'd be easier for them to get away with stuff because they're all wearing masks. I think they would take whatever precautions they can for themselves. But honestly, I think they would just keep going about their illegal
activity. Going about their regular business?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really see them trying to help each other as a community coming together. I don't really see that happening.
Yeah. So I think we would see a little bit of a Duterte style thing going on. Oh, you're sick with COVID? Shoot you. Yeah, you know, and right. I think that that enforcement would be happening within the specific mafias and gangs. Mm-hmm. All right. So it would straight up be like, hey, you got your henchmen. All right, let's go steal some tests and start testing people. Somebody gets sick, you just shoot them. Doesn't matter if it was allergies or COVID.
Yeah.
All right. I think there would be a lot of rampant death and funeral pyres in Madripoor. And the population of Madripoor, I think, would drastically shrink. Abruptly.
That sounds right. That sounds about right.
And yeah. I think that there would be no Zemo dance party.
That was so good. Epic dancing.
Epic. An hour of hip lock dancing.
Amazing. All right. Next person. This is a classic. Captain America.
Oh, I have actually thought about this. I thought you might ask that, so that's why I didn't put him on my list.
You know how huge of a Captain America.
Captain America would go on a PSA, a public outreach
spree. Yeah,
He'd go to different communities and say, "Your country needs you. Wear a mask."
I don't think he would be as corny as that. Okay.
He's pretty corny. He has some sense now. But he would revert to 2020. But at the same time, he would revert to what he knows.
That's true.
All right. Which is the army messaging of the 1940s. Your country needs you. And I think he would be doing, you know, he'd be hitting the press circuits and everything because I think he understands the power that his symbol has, you know?
Yeah.
He would travel around, show up to these random mask burning protests and everything. And he would try to appeal to hearts and minds. Yeah. And he would use the power that he has to try to reach the most people possible. We would definitely be seeing TV spots, lots and lots of TV spots.
Yeah. 100%.
And the reason it would work is because Steve Rogers is never ever doing anything for himself.
Exactly. Yeah. I also can see once the vaccine's out, he would be helping with vaccine distribution, trying to help set up mass vaccination centers. You know, now I think in various states, the National Guard are there and they're helping to, you know, keep things in order, all this stuff. Like, he would be there to help set things up for sure.
And try to buck up the troops, so to speak, you know,
meet
with volunteers, say, thank you for your service. Exactly. What you're doing now is just as important as when I punched Hitler in the face.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next person.
So I wanted to ask you about another country, but this is why I came up with six, because I thought I might be overdoing it with the countries. So I'm going to go with the Flash.
The Flash. Oh, no, interesting.
Flash.
I also think he would have kind of a grassroots-ish approach within Central City.
Yeah, Central City's hometown hero.
I think he would be very good at helping to distribute masks. If there were enough of them made already, he would just be like, you know, like like going to each house, mask, blah, 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 blah. And same thing with vaccines. If he learned how to administer shots, he could just immediately... Think of how many thousands of shots he could do even in like an hour.
Yeah. So you and I both know that there have been a number of different iterations of the Flash, obviously between comics, cartoons, and movies. You know, the now movies and TV shows on the CW. I think you're right. I think it would be a little bit different though, because he would try to use his speed the most. So I think he might actually be like running around across at least the country, mm-hmm. going to factories where masks are produced and getting them into the hands yeah. of people that need them faster than a truck can transport it.
Yeah, that's you know? Where speed comes in most useful.
Yeah, and I think that what he would be doing within Central City is like if somebody needs a ride to get to their testing site or whatever, to either a COVID testing site or a vaccine administration site, I think he would literally just carry people individually to those places to get yeah. them where mm-hmm. they need to go. It's like, oh, Flash, I need help. I'm yeah. too old and need to walk and I don't want to take the bus.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right, I'm going to give you a ride one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and me, Gladys.
I'm doing that. Yeah, I could see that. All right. Last person on my list is Aquaman.
It's okay. So Aquaman before he became king of Atlantis or Aquaman?
No, after.
As the king of
Atlantis. As the king of Atlantis.
Okay. I think he would straight up be like, this is a surface problem.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
he would do nothing.
A land problem. We're not killing this.
Yeah. He would do nothing. And obviously, depending on the iteration of Aquaman, yeah. there have been more and less callous versions of him. Yeah. I mean, in some iterations, there are storylines where Aquaman is considering going to war with the surface world because yeah. of the destruction that they have caused to the oceans.
Yeah.
So I think he might lean back and be like, I think this is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think so. Maybe
not only would he do nothing, he yeah. might be rooting, he might be team COVID.
I think so too, because everyone stopped for a little bit, right? And
yeah,
for a tiny, tiny period, it seemed like pollution went down and certain other polluting acts went down.
Yes, they did lockdown. Actually. It was but measurable.
I've never long lasting. It was just this very momentary.
Oh, that ended?
It ended very quickly, Aman. It was within two weeks of it ending. Yeah.
So we had 2 weeks of cleaner air and then it was
yeah, of hope. We had 2 weeks of hope and then it just went back to its normal self. But I agree. I think he would be like, this is a land problem. We don't have to worry about, you know, respiratory particles being passed in the ocean. I do maybe during the whole Suez Canal ship, you know, debacle, he may have helped out with that because he's like, okay, y'all need your food and whatever the hell you're transporting.
Yeah, but I think he'd see it more as like a PR stunt to like keep the surface dwellers like happy with Atlantis, or at least continue to ignore Atlantis. But in terms of COVID, I think he would be,
he'd probably be like
team COVID.
He'd be like, sucks to suck. Sorry. Not sorry. Anywho. All right. That was the last person on my list. Do you have any?
I do have more, but I think we're out of time and I don't want to get repetitive. So
okay.
I think we all should call it a wrap for our first edition of Superhero Smorgasbord.
Yeah, this was great, Aman. As always, a pleasure.
I enjoyed this. And listeners, audience, I hope you enjoyed this little Superhero Smorgasbord with us.
Yeah, we're going to figure out our next ones too. So stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe and do all the things.
And tell your friends about us.
Yep. Cool. Bye.
All right, bye.